in the name Yahweh, the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair of the Breach broadcast, Restore of Paths to Dwell In. We've been teaching about the Lunar Sabbath, giving you many scriptures where it says that the weekly Sabbath is a moed, or an appointment. In Hebrew, it's moed. And that the moon is appointed for moeds, appointments. Or, you know, weekly Sabbaths. Not just the ones that comes during tabernacles and unleavened bread and other appointments, but it's for the weekly appointments. Leviticus 23:16 clearly teaches that you count to Pentecost from the morrow to the Sabbath, and these are lunar Sabbaths. They're lunar weeks. The first week of the count to Pentecost, the first day of the first week, is on the 16th. The seventh day of the seventh week is on the 22nd. But now I want to give you some common sense mathematical count showing that the true weekly Sabbaths are determined by the moon. And it cannot be by a 1 through 7 continual uninterrupted cycle count. And the reason for this, I'll go into one now, but the international dateline, it's a man-made dateline. It's the first, they have to have it with, it's an artificial, so they have to have it with artificial dates and counts, the weekly Sabbath being a part of it. But let me give you something that you can meditate on, and then of course you can listen to our broadcast on WWCR 3.185 on Tuesdays and Fridays. Tuesday 9:30, Friday 10:30, both of them Eastern Standard Time. But let me say this. When Adam and Eve was created in the garden, Garden of Eden, wherever it's at, they kept the true weekly seventh-day Sabbath. To show that that could not have been a 1 through 7 count, try to picture in your mind that men began to multiply on the face of the earth, just like the scripture says. And some of these people migrated east and some migrated west. And they wound up here in the United States. Now, the people going east, as they migrated, they would see the sun sooner and sooner than the person that stayed in the Garden of Eden. And the person going west would see it later and later because they're going away from the sun. But my point is this. When these two tribes, or their descendants of their tribes, of course they're not going in their lifetime most likely make it around, could, it's possible, to the United States. The Indians look like did. But let's say that these tribes migrated, some east, some west, and when they came into the United States, halfway around the globe, let's say, did you know they would be on two totally different Sabbaths, counting 1 through 7 over and over again? That is an absolute fact. Now, you can cut this tape off at this point and meditate on it. The ones going east, when their descendants met the descendants of the ones that went west, both of them never missed a beat in their count, 1 through 7. They would be on two different Sabbath days. In other words, when they got over here, one would be keeping the Sabbath on Saturday and one would be keeping on Sunday, or vice versa. That's an absolute. There's no question about it. So you don't know which side of the earth your descendants came in, east or west, into the United States. But in your DNA, back to creation, if you're going to keep a cycle Sabbath, 1 through 7, and keep the same one that Adam and Eve kept, then when the sun rises and you're standing there together in the United States, you're going to be in two different 7 days. In other words, your neighbor will be keeping Sunday and you'll be keeping Saturday, or your neighbor may be keeping Friday and you'll be keeping Saturday. Either way, you can. I'm just going to end this little bit right here. You just meditate on that, draw you out a picture, and to go to the international dateline and see where man has the power to change the weekly Sabbath with a stroke of a pen, just by moving this imaginary line over across the street and make the day holy over there and unholy over here, or move it back the other way, make that day holy. You see, it's be Saturday the first day of the week on one side of the street, Sunday the second day of the week on the other side, because you're months. But now with lunar Sabbaths, both of these problems goes away. In other words, when you get to the United States, no matter which side they came in from, if they're using the moon, it'll be the same. The moon sets the dateline, and each place on Earth has the honor of bringing in the new moon each month. It rotates. It's not a fixed line like the international, the phony dateline. This is a dateline that Yahweh sets. So think about this, and I'll be putting some more messages on here. But for now, shalom.